speed and precision, Zirid said, as much a reminder to himself as to Aaron. Speed and precision. They watched the launch doors pull back to vent non-existent fuel gas. The open doors revealed the landing pad below. Zirid saw the two Imperial shuttles, the Dragonfly-class dropship. The sirens continued to scream. The automated voice on the speakers continued to drone on. Zirid would hijack the dropship. He'd have to dodge Imperial fighters and cruisers on his way out of Coruscant space. The shuttles would fly like the square heaps they were, and he'd get shot down as soon as he cleared the atmosphere. The dropship, at least, would give him a decent chance of getting clear. He took Aaron by the bicep.
You can still come with me, Aaron.
She looked him in the face, and he saw once more, for the first time since seeing her again, the deep understanding that lived in her eyes. I can't, she said.
You can, he insisted. You've honored your master's memory.
Time to go, she said. Speed and precision, you said.
He bit back his reply, and once more they wrapped T7 in their shared grasp and leapt into the void. Again, Aaron's power slowed their descent and cushioned their landing. They hit the pad's metal and duracrete floor, assaulted on all sides by the wail of the sirens and the relentless voice on the loudspeakers. Zirid took quick stock of the situation. He saw no one in the landing area, and the only way out, a pair of double doors leading into a long corridor beyond, were open. Everyone must have evacuated. Both of the Imperial shuttles had their landing ramps down. The dropship did not, and the canopy of its cockpit was dimmed, as opaque as dirty water.
T7, I need you to crack open that dragonfly. Right now!
The droid beeped agreement and wheeled toward the dropship's rear door. Zirid looked to Aaron and gave it another try.
Reconsider, Aaron.
He stood directly before her, forcing her to see him, to hear him.
Come with me, please.
He smiled, trying to make light.
We'll start a farm on Dantooine, just like I said.
She smiled, seemingly amused by the thought, and he was pleased to see it.
I can't, Zirid. You'll make a good farmer, though. I'm going to find the Twi'lek and...
She stopped in mid-sentence, her eyes fixed on something over Zirid's shoulder. He whirled around to see the Twi'lek descending the near shuttle's landing ramp, a rucksack thrown over her shoulder. Two Imperial soldiers in plasteel breastplates flanked to either side. Each had a blaster rifle slung over his shoulder. All three wore breathing masks. They had not left their ship when the alarm sounded, had instead just donned masks. Perhaps there was something on the shuttle they were unwilling to leave unguarded. Everyone froze, and for a moment no one moved.